Come back new.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Sports Fanatics. Andrew Brown filling in for Ross and Chris right here on 1460 KXNO. We're going to get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to dive into my next guest here. He has been a Hawkeye pitcher. He's been a great Hawkeye homer. He's currently based out of Iowa City, part of Diamond Dream Sports Academy. He is the one, and he is the only, Brandon Platt. Brandon, thank you so very much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me on, Andrew. Glad to be here.
You know, first things first, you know, I got to talk about you here quick. You know, before we'll get into the conversation that we had, earlier on in the show about Little League and kind of the craziness that has gone on there. But first, I want to talk on Diamond Dreams. I mean, you put forth, you helped bring together Diamond Dream Sports Academy, and based out of Iowa City. And man, there's a lot of great things that come with that here. And I don't want to butcher it by trying to talk it. I mean, I could talk it up for days, but man, take us through, a lot of, by the way, a lot of, for everybody who doesn't know, a lot of high individuals, a lot of high talented individuals have come through there. I know, recently a name that everyone in the area knows, Tyler Payton. He has come to Diamond Dream Sports Academy. He has talked so highly, Brandon, he has talked so highly of Diamond Dreams and what it has done to him and help out his injury. He had a couple injury scares a little while back, but kind of take us through Diamond Dreams. It's not just for the guys who are going to the pros. It's for everybody of all ages. How'd you get together and how'd you start Diamond Dreams and what is Diamond Dreams all about?
You bet. Well, Diamond Dreams was actually formed, I believe, about 10 years ago by several gentlemen here in town. All former athletes. One of the guys actually played football here at Iowa. Then a couple of guys played baseball as well. So they kind of had that vision and wanted to touch, you know, the youth side of things as well as high school kids and, you know, college athletes as well. So that business was around for multiple years before they decided, you know, they all got older and had families and kids, and, you know, it gets a little more difficult to put in the long hours that we do with lessons and tournaments and all of that stuff. So myself and another gentleman, Kyle Sherman, decided to buy into the company and kind of take things over. Kyle has been the GM at Diamond Dreams for 8 years now, I believe. And I actually started out just as the pitching coach at Diamond Dreams once my college career was over. So I worked there for 3 years before, you know, they had offered us to buy over the company. And, you know, so we've been doing this for about a year and a half now. Moved locations down in Coralville, right in the River Landing down there, right where the new Iowa Arena is going to be. So we've been down here for a little over a year, in a good size space. You know, we're able to do what we need to do out of, you know, the 10,000 square foot that we have. But it's been a lot of fun because we have anywhere from, you know, 6-year-olds that are just learning how to swing a baseball bat or throw a baseball, you know, up to some pro athletes that come back and train in our facility in the off season. So it's been a lot of fun to see the wide variety of athletes, you know, and then on top of that, we have softball players and we actually have a football academy as well, that runs out of Diamond Dream. So it keeps things interesting, you know, but when the kids are able to kind of brush shoulders with pro players in the off season, and then, you know, we have various Iowa Hawkeye baseball players that become interns at our facility and come and do lessons. So when those kids can be around those guys every day and look up to them and, you know, pick their brains and ask questions, it makes for a pretty cool atmosphere as well. So,
well, I got to say, you know, I haven't been there, but man, your reputation really precedes you. And I a lot of it had to do when I got in contact with Tyler Payton, but Before I even got in contact with him here, Brandon, there's so much talk about if you're serious about your kid playing baseball and getting the right training, go to Diamond Dreams. Go there, check out Diamond Dreams, and I can see why. And one of the things that I loved about when chatted with you last was how you kind of take the approach about also to prevent injuries. You know, I just love that because let's face it, young kids want to grip, rip, throw hard, and they don't really think about the safety aspect. They don't think about longevity. You guys do. And again, I interviewed with Tyler Payton. That was a lot of what he talked about is, hey, I think that I got better. I healed up just from being there. And so kind of take us through the approach, especially from the pitching side of things, because it's been great to listen to. It's been great to talk about. And I think the reputation does precede itself.
Well, I think the driving factor for myself is, you know, I was a guy that, you know, my injury or my career ended earlier than I wanted it to due to injuries. I had labrum surgery and then ulnar nerve surgery on my elbow. You know, after being a draft pick out of high school and, you know, going to the University of Missouri first and then finishing at University of Iowa, you know, I had some awesome coaches, kind of an awesome path to, you know, hopefully play pro ball one day, and that was all kind of shut down after injury. So, you know, that was something that I was very passionate about once my career was over, is what can I do to give back? You know, what needs to be done to start educating some of these youth and educating parents to make sure that we're giving them the best resources possible. And, you know, one thing that I like to tell my guys all the time is, you know, I'm going to give you guys tools to put in your toolbox, right? Whether you take those tools and use them outside of Diamond Dreams or you use them when you go to practice or before games, that's up to you. But I just want to be that resource and help you guys out. Along with my time as well, a huge, huge factor and help has been the U of I Sports Med. Their facility is right off of campus there, and they work with all the, you know, Iowa athletes, football, baseball, basketball, all those guys. They've been really helpful in coming in and screening some of our athletes to make sure that there's no underlying problems that we can't see. So a lot of our youth athletes and our high school athletes get tested by U of I Sports Med, just so we make sure that, you know, we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's before we put a baseball in a kid's hand and ask them to do something that their body's not ready for. So if we can educate parents and kids from that side of things, you know, that's really a selling factor as far as, you know, they can see the information on paper, like, hey, this is something I'm not good at. This is something that needs to get better. You know, you kind of put the ball on their court, you know, and they can put the time into it and really decide if they want to get themselves stronger in the areas that they need work or not. So that's something that we really pride ourselves on. You know, that's the first thing I set out to do when I took over as the pitching director at Diamond Dreams, is what do I got to do to educate kids, keep kids healthy, and kind of create this atmosphere where, you know, everyone that walks in my door, I don't want a single injury. And that's something I pride myself in. And, you know, I'll go the extra mile to make sure that kids are staying healthy and know how much they should be pitching on weekends, and how much time to take off on the weeknights, and how to recover, how to get themselves activated for games. So that's something I really pride myself in. So,
once again, everybody, Brandon Plant of Diamond Dream Sports Academy, former Iowa Hawkeye pitcher. And, you know, there's a lot going on within Diamond Dreams. Some you can talk about, some you can't hear, but a lot of excitement brewing in on the horizon here. A lot of new stuff coming up that I think people should be aware of here, Brandon. So kind of take us through what's some of the new stuff that we, should be looking for here in the future.
Yeah, so there's a lot of synergy going on in the area with a lot of different youth academies. Whether it be our academy that houses baseball, softball, football. We've recently done a lot with Dylan Carew and his Big Game Wrestling Club, you know, because we have the thing that we want to realize is, you know, we want to try and push total athletic development, right? And I was a guy that played four sports in high school. So whatever we can do to make it more convenient for families where, you know, kids are able to still play all the sports they need to, you know, and still get to all the practices and make it convenient for those families, that's what we're trying to do. So we're actually looking at a new location right now to build our first facility. We've always rented in the past, but we're going to build our own facility and try and get near a lot of these athletic clubs just to make it easier for these parents to get kids to practices or weightlifting or whatever they need to do. So that's something that we've really been working hard for the last 2 years, is to find that perfect location. where we can, you know, break dirt, build our first facility, have more space to do the things that we want to do. You know, so pretty exciting stuff going to be happening here in the near future. So we're really excited to announce that here soon. So good things in the works for sure.
Well, definitely very excited for that. And, last couple questions here, Brandon. Again, Brandon Platt of Diamond Dream Sports Academy. Check it out online. Of course, great stuff coming out of there here, Brandon. And one thing, there's a topic conversation that will probably continue on the station for a while, and that's that involves Little League, I guess, etiquette, parents getting very excited. Every Little League parent is for their kid, and they want their kids to be great. They want their kids to succeed. I understand that. But there's been recently, I believe, out of Colorado and other states, there's been a lot of interesting stories. Stories that I wish wouldn't have ever happened. But we've had, and there's been beer league softball stories that have come out. A lot of interesting stories. You have been a part of a lot of Little League teams. You've coached and you've been a part of all that. And, you know, we're starting to see a lot more, I guess, fanatical parents. I mean, what has been your experience with that? And is there a right way to eradicate all that? How do you go about that? Or what's been your experience with all that?
You know, it's frustrating to say the least. Unfortunately, I've seen it firsthand. The last couple of years, I've actually coached a 9U and 8U traveling team. And as the U-SSSA and softball and baseball and all the youth traveling stuff continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's like these parents continue to put more and more pressure on their children to succeed and do well. And, you know, it's frustrating to see because you kind of take away from the point of the game where, you know, kids are there to develop, kids are there to have fun, kids are there to learn the game the right way, play hard, do things well. And when they have their parents breathing down their neck like that, you take the fun completely out of the game. And, you know, I don't think it's setting a good example for these kids as well, because they see how their parents are acting and they see their parents complaining about every ball and strike call and foul balls and, you know, whatever the case may be. And then they think it's all right for them to do it too, you know. So as soon as they see their parents doing it, you know, they're setting the precedent. Well, hey, it's okay to sit here and badger the umpires, you know, and complain about the calls that they're making. You know, I've umpired games before. It's difficult. It's not easy, right? It's, you know, there's a fine line between trying to call balls and strikes on a little tiny square. Not everyone's perfect. You know, people make mistakes. And, you know, for people to sit here and complain about calls in 8U, 9U games, it's frustrating, you know. So I think that's something as a coach, you know, I'd like to see more coaches outline that at the beginning of the season. You know, have parents sign contracts or something that, you know, they're not here to complain about calls. They're here about to help their kids develop and get better and just learn the game and have fun, you know, because you take a lot of fun out of it when you stop games because the umpire's got to throw someone out or whatever, you know. So if you start losing the fact that it's about the kids and it's more about the parents and them being upset, then you're taking away the fun from it. So definitely frustrating, but hopefully it continues to get better.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. Hopefully it gets better. Brandon, you're a big part of that. Again, everybody, Brandon Platt of Diamond Dreams. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for you this time around. But hopefully, you know, sooner or later, we'll get back to you in touch. But Brandon, thanks again for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Once again, everybody, Brandon Platt of Diamond Dreams Sports Academy. If you haven't checked, it's, I believe, 4-1 Michigan up over Vanderbilt in the College World Series on ESPN. Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, we'll be having some high school baseball. That's right. It's coming up here, right here on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.